The Iliad begins and ends on the eve of battle. It begins in the 10th year of the siege and ends a few weeks later, with Troy still untaken. The fall of Troy is not the subject of the poem, though this is foretold by the gods and understood as inevitable by many of the men. The Iliad is not about the Trojan War. Though it is a war poem about a great warrior and his comrades, gods and enemies, the war itself is merely the context. The subject of the Iliad is the anger of Achilles. After the Iliad was written, the story of the rest of the Trojan War was supplied by other poets in the epic cycle, mining every vein unexplored by Homer. From the decision of the gods to cause the war, through its course up to the Iliad, the building of the Trojan horse, and destruction of Troy. The Iliad is an incredibly direct action poem. Achilles and Agamemnon quarrel, and Achilles quits the war. In his absence, the Achaeans are defeated by Hector. Patroclus, best friend of Achilles, joins the battle and is killed. Achilles, mourning Patroclus, drops his quarrel with Agamemnon, joins the battle, defeats the Trojans, and kills Hector. The anger of Achilles, however justly aroused, springs from his enormous pride, the pride necessary to a great warrior, but also the cause of great tragedy. When Agamemnon tries to make amends with Achilles, offering handsome and valuable gifts, Achilles replies, "Not if his gifts outnumbered the sea sands or all the dust grains in the world, could Agamemnon ever appease me." Honour cannot be purchased. Achilles is a man without a price. He is noble, proud, angry, ruthless. Taunting the dying Hector, who has begged him to accept gifts from his father Priam for his corpse, Achilles scowls, "No man exists who could defend you from the carrion pack. Not if they spread for me 10 times your ransom, 20 times, and promise more as well." It is this same stalwart inflexibility in pride and anger that gets his best friend killed that causes Achilles to knowingly choose revenge, glory, suffering, and death in a foreign land over a long and happy life at home. Socrates, confronted with a similar choice 800 years later, also chose death before dishonour, and in so doing, invoked the name of Achilles. And now, the Iliad.